I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia has over 700,000 orphans. A Russian orphan ages out of the government system, though, at age 15 or 16, and they're usually sent back to the streets completely unequipped for adult life. Orphan Outreach's Amy Norton says,
they generally end up in crime, certainly on the street, desperate for some way to make a living.
Orphan Outreach launched a transition program at an orphanage in the Leningrad region. Most importantly, it's about the hope of Christ.
We really need to provide that continued support after they leave, and that's where the church body there in Russia is going to be so important to come alongside them.
Next, for almost 5 years, Operation Mobilization has been serving at a kids' club in Bangladesh. The slum, where all 150 kids who attend the clubs live, recently had a fire tear through the area. As a result, more than 200 families lost their homes and everything they owned. OM is working with two other organizations to provide clothes, money, and to help these families rebuild. Consider donating to OM as they help these families and share God's love through the trial. And millions of people in Nepal may have the opportunity to view the evangelistic Godman film this Christmas. One Hope's Bob Hoskins says the ministry hopes to air the film on television several times.
Only a few years ago, they declared themselves a secular state. And there's total freedom right now for evangelism in Nepal, and the church is thriving.
Just a few years ago, this would have been impossible. Nepal was closed to the outside world and considered itself a Hindu kingdom. Keep praying for open hearts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.